For my mother. The dawn is breaking. The dawn is breaking persistently. The dawn is breaking in all the stories of this book. Viktor Shklovsky. Introduction. I'm scared of a history that has only one version. History has dozens of versions, and for it to ossify into one leads only to death. Elias Khoury. I stepped onto the path that led to this book in 2011, when I traveled to the West Bank on an assignment for Harper's Magazine and spent a Friday in the village of Nabi Saleh. I had no plans then to return, but 1 year later I was back, this time for the New York Times Magazine. Palestine has a way of enchanting people. I've seen it happen to many others since. Perhaps it is the intoxicating proximity there of grief to joy and love to fury. The scale and the awful clarity of the injustice, people's resilience in the face of it. I can remember the moment that I knew it had caught me. I had just left Hebron and was about to turn north toward Jerusalem. It was late in the day, and the light was soft. The harshness of the landscape briefly transformed. The car was stopped at a traffic light with fields and orchards on all sides. A teenage boy stood alone at the intersection, waiting, presumably, for a ride, and passing the time by singing an old Lebanese pop song. He was singing for himself and took no notice of us in the car idling beside him. The words were in English. Do you love me, do you, do you? Somewhere beyond the fields, a gunshot echoed. It wasn't far, but the boy did not pause in his singing. Do you love me, do you, do you? The light changed. We turned the corner. 4 months later, I moved to Ramallah. It is perhaps unavoidable and surely unfortunate that any book about the region between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea requires introduction, and some small degree of defensiveness on the part of the author. Such is the current atmosphere and the state of the debate, if that is not too genial a term. With this work, I hope to correct, or to begin to correct, an imbalance of long standing, one that has already exacted far too great a cost in lives. The world, the human part of it anyway, is made not only of earth and flesh and fire, but of the stories that we tell. It is through narrative, stories woven into other stories, that we conjure up the universe and determine together its present contours, the shape of the past and of our future. The exclusion of discomforting and inconvenient narratives, the near-exclusive favoring of certain privileged perspectives and the tales that affirm them, this sets the world off balance. It makes it false. It is the task of the writer, and my task here, to battle untruth and the distortions it wreaks on our lives, all of our lives, on all available sides. Telling the stories that I am telling, choosing certain stories and not others, means taking a side. This is unavoidable, and only a sin to those standing on the other side. No spectators at chasm's door, wrote the great Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, and no one is neutral here. Not anywhere, but especially not in Palestine. I do not aspire in these pages to objectivity. I don't believe it to be a virtue or even a possibility. We are all of us subjects, stuck fast to bodies, places, histories, points of view. Insistence on objectivity is always, Franz Fanon observed more than half a century ago, directed against someone. For Fanon, that someone was the colonized, the marginalized, and the oppressed. The truth of this soon becomes clear to any journalist or any morally sensitive individual who chooses to work and live in the West Bank. Simply to refer to it by that name, rather than as Judea and Samaria, to call it Palestine rather than Eretz Israel, is to already be involved. And to base oneself there, rather than in Tel Aviv, or West Jerusalem, or Washington, or New York, is to enter the conflict, whether one wishes to or not. If the nature of this choice is at first not obvious, the soldiers at the checkpoints can be counted on to quickly make it so. I aspire here to something more modest than objectivity, which is truth. It is a slippery creature and elusive, one that lives most of the time in contradiction. Its pursuit requires not only the employment of rigorous doubt and thorough research, but the capacity for empathy and discernment.